The latest world sport from the BBC with me, Chris Mitchell. Coming up for you, Manchester City's Roberto Mancini says they're contenders and not the favourites to win the English Premier League. Spain race into a 2-0 lead in the Davis Cup final against Argentina, and Australia's captain Michael Clarke leads the way with a century at the Gabba.
We've had a really good day to manage to get that many runs. Disappointing when I got out. I thought Hads looked outstanding today, and I probably cost him 100, to be honest. Yeah, we're in a good position. I think we're now still about 120 lead, but we're going to have to bowl well tomorrow.
Let's start with football, though, here on the BBC World Service. And the Premier League leaders Manchester City are in action later on Saturday. City will hope to strengthen their grip on top spot against Norwich City. Roberto Mancini's side hold a 5-point lead at the top of the table and also reach the semi-finals of the League Cup midweek with victory over Arsenal. But the Italian says they'll have to prioritise if they're to achieve success.
It's impossible to win everything. We'll try, because every game we want to try to win, but it's not always possible. If in the end we'll win a Barclays Premier League, for us would be an incredible moment. But I think that it's very difficult to say now if we can win a title. The season is long. In 3-4 games everything can change.
Well, you can hear live commentary of Manchester City's match against Norwich on Sports World this Saturday. Join Russell Fuller from 14 hours GMT here on the BBC World Service. The champions Manchester United will be hoping to keep the pressure on the league leaders with victory at Aston Villa in the day's late kick-off. United will start as favourites, having lost just once in their last 29 fixtures against Villa. The United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, says he has sympathy for the Villa manager, Alex McLeish, whose side is struggling for form at the moment, with just one win from their last six matches.
He's been under scrutiny a wee bit. In the kind of climate we have of today's supporters, it's understandable. They just don't have the patience any longer. And you see what's happened to Steve Bruce up in the northeast, where being a Geordie didn't help him in that part of the world because they're so passionate. And I think they didn't help him in that part of the world because they're so passionate. And I think Bruce has suffered because of that. And Ali, because he's manager at Birmingham City, doesn't help him either.
The Chelsea manager, Andre Villas-Boas, is another manager under scrutiny after his side's indifferent start to the season. They're currently in fifth place and face a potentially difficult trip to Newcastle United, who are one place above them in the table. Villas-Boas says they must put together a good run of results in order to stay in contention for the title race.
This is surprising everybody, and for sure will continue to surprise. I think the part you have set some an excellent standard for what he's doing, an excellent job. I think he also brought stability to Newcastle. Plus, there is a city behind the football club, so he's a major football club that finds himself in an excellent position. Fully motivated, so an excellent challenge for us.
Andre Villas-Boas there, talking about Alan Pardew, the Newcastle United manager. Looking ahead to the other key games in the English Premier League, here's the BBC's Nigel Adley, who starts with Tottenham, and as he reports, their manager, Harry Redknapp, will be wanting to make amends for a slip-up.
Tottenham will have to forget their midweek defeat in the Europa League and concentrate on the arrival of Owen Coyle's Bolton to White Hart Lane. Bolton have won only 3 league games so far this season, but Redknapp isn't anticipating a comfortable afternoon.
They've been a little bit unlucky this year. They've had a few injuries as well. But, you know, they've got an outstanding young manager and they've got some good players. I think, you know, they showed that against Stoke just a couple of weeks back. We know it'll be tough. You know, we never get an easy game with Bolton.
After losing out to Manchester City in the Carling Cup, Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger can now focus on climbing back into the Premier League's top four. He takes his Arsenal side to Wigan, who go into the weekend just one place above the foot of the table. And Wenger is confident his side can regain the winning habit.
We are back in contention to fight for the Champions League places, so we have to continue our good run we have at the moment, and we want, of course, to come back and continue our run.
In Saturday's other games, bottom of the table Blackburn will be hoping for a much-needed win as Swansea visit Ewood Park, while Queen's Park Rangers head to the Hawthorns to meet West Bromwich Albion.
Nigel Adley. AC Milan have moved up to the top of Serie A thanks to a 2-0 win against Genoa on Friday. In Germany, Bayer Leverkusen beat Hoffenheim 2-0. Leverkusen stays sixth in the Bundesliga. Hoffenheim dropped to 10th ahead of the weekend's games. The UEFA president, Michel Platini, has said he would be willing to move European football club competitions in order to allow the 2022 World Cup in Qatar to be played in the winter. In an interview with Al Jazeera, Platini said he wouldn't have a problem reorganising the dates of the Champions League and the Europa League. Platini, who is the head of European football, said that the World Cup was the most important thing. The draw for next year's European Championship in Poland and Ukraine has been made. The 2010 World Cup finalists, Netherlands, will meet the former champions Germany, along with Portugal and Denmark, in arguably the most difficult group. The world champions Spain are up against Italy, in a group that also features Croatia and the Republic of Ireland. England and France have been grouped together with the co-hosts Ukraine and Sweden, and the other host nation, Poland, will open the tournament against the 2004 champions, Greece. The group also features Russia and the Czech Republic. Australia have command of the first test against New Zealand. Michael Clarke hit a century as Australia made 427 in their first innings to leave New Zealand trailing by 122 runs going into the fourth day. We'll hear from Clarke in just a moment, after Jim Maxwell, who was watching at the Gabba in Brisbane.
Michael Clarke's first century at home as the Test captain anchored Australia's impressive total of 427. New Zealand's poor catching helped Clarke reach his 17th hundred. He was put down on 85 and 105, and he shared a century partnership with Haddon after Ponting fell leg before to Martin for 78. Haddon found support with the tail until he was caught in the deep for 80. In a tense final half hour, Pattinson had McCullum caught in the slips. New Zealand need another 122 to make Australia bat again when they resume at 1 for 10 on the fourth day.
Michael Clarke, congratulations. Your first century as Australian captain on home soil and your team in a really strong position. How did you rate the team's performance today?
Yeah, look, we've had a really good day to manage to get that many runs. Disappointing when I got out. I thought Hads looked outstanding today and I probably cost him 100, to be honest. Yeah, we're in a good position. I think we're now still about 120 lead, but we'll have to bowl well tomorrow.
To tennis next. Spain lead Argentina after the opening day of the Davis Cup final in Seville. They're 2-0 up going into the weekend's round of matches after Rafa Nadal beat Juan Monaco in three sets. David Ferrer rallied from two sets to one down to defeat Juan Martin Del Potro in five sets. Well, Nadal had complained of tiredness after his early exit at the ATP finals in London last week, but the world number two says playing in front of a home crowd and on his favourite surface, clay, gave him a huge lift going into his match against Juan Monaco.
Always the play at home, the feeling is really special, and play on clay gave me a little bit more confidence, no? So very happy for everything. I think I played a fantastic match. Sorry for Juan Martin, he's a fantastic friend, but that's the sport, no? And today I think I played at a very high level and very happy for the victory.
Rafael Nadal there. Tiger Woods leads at the latest US PGA event after two rounds. The former world number one shot a 5-under par 67 at the World Challenge event on Friday, giving him a 3-shot lead over Matt Kuchar and KJ Choi going into the weekend at the Sherwood Country Club. Before we go, just time to tell you what's coming up in a few hours on Sports World. Here's Russell Fuller.
It's unusual to have to wait until the very final day of November for the first Premier League managerial casualty of the season, but as that fate befell Steve Bruce, we'll be discussing it on Sports World from 14 hours GMT. Commentary-wise, we have Manchester City against Norwich in Hour 3. We'll reflect on Chelsea's early game at Newcastle. We've news of Wigan against Arsenal, and we'll look ahead to Manchester United playing Aston Villa later. There'll also be reflections on the Euro 2012 draw. We'll look ahead to the Champions League as well,